CAL FIRE releasing the report on the cause of the Tubbs fire. It was not PG&E equipment. It was caused by a private electrical system adjacent to a residential structure. And no laws broken there either, according to CAL FIRE. The city most affected by this particular news, of course, the city of Santa Rosa. And the mayor of Santa Rosa is with us. Tom Schwedhelm is here. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Your first reaction to the news yesterday?
Well, unfortunately, it came as a surprise. So CAL FIRE released the report about noontime, and I started getting calls at about 12:30, 12:45. I would have preferred CAL FIRE to give us a heads up, say the report's coming out, so we could be prepared to answer some of the questions.
Yeah.
So we're still in that process of just reviewing it. But, yes, I was surprised, although it wasn't totally unexpected.
What have you heard from Santa Rosa residents about their reaction to it?
Well, it depends upon, we have 180,000 residents. So if you're a fire survivor, I've heard some reactions of disbelief. Others saying, in my own personal opinion is like, well, that's why you do an investigation. I have not had time to read the entire 80 pages to find out, the thoroughness of the investigation. My assumption is it's going to be very thorough. And the bottom line is the investigation was done to find out what was the cause of the start of the fire. And if it was from a private person, that's the information that we need. We're continuing to move forward in our recovery efforts.
Yes, and move forward we will, although this circumstance, and again, it all depends on what is played out in the court system moving forward, whether PG&E declares bankruptcy, so many opportunities and options for how it could go next. But still, for Santa Rosa, for those people, Mr. Mayor, that have been waiting for this part of the story in order to decide whether they can afford to stay or whether they're going to need to go. That is a big deal for them, of course, and for the city as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, for me, so from a city perspective, it's just more information for us to consider as we decide what our next steps go. I did have a conversation with our city attorney, and legal staff yesterday. They're still reviewing the report, so it's very preliminary. And again, that's where I would have appreciated a little bit more of a heads up from CAL FIRE versus let's just release it. And now, I don't. Unfortunately, Pat, I don't have a lot of information for you to tell you this is what the next steps are with the city of Santa Rosa. We've also been in some contact with the county of Sonoma because both of us entered into some of that litigation against PG&E or with PG&E. And so we need to evaluate what are the most appropriate next steps for us.
Yeah, we know that these are all initial thoughts and reactions and ideas for moving forward at this stage of the game. I'll tell you what, Tom, I did my best to get through that report yesterday and last night, and it's not easy. reading the entire thing. But we're glad that it happened. The timing of it, some consider suspect. Because after, 15 months and finally the report is released on the heels of PG&E's intention to file for bankruptcy, it's hard to know exactly what's what at this moment.
Well, the challenging thing is, again, coming from a law enforcement background, when we have some, investigations that take months, not a year, you want to have a complete and thorough investigation because it's so important. And the authors of those reports realize how many eyes are going to be on there. So you want to make sure it's as thorough and complete as possible. And if that, for CAL FIRE takes, 14 months, so be it. I just want to have that report that, okay, this is the factual information that we now know so we can understand what are the best next steps for us to take.
Would you agree, Tom, that the most important thing moving forward with regard to PG&E is making sure that those safety measures are in place and are being enacted?
Oh, absolutely, because safety is the primary concern. What have we learned from the fire? Because if we repeat some of the same mistakes, no one benefits from that. So absolutely, safety is the number one issue. The city of Santa Rosa and the county of Sonoma, we are already taking some preliminary steps to be better prepared for the next situation that we have to address.
And how would you expect the residents of the city, those mostly most affected by the Tubbs fire, to reach out to you and the rest of the city council in terms of their thoughts moving forward?
Well, again, it's for they're always free to share their thoughts with us. You know, I would encourage members of the public to come to our next council meeting on July 29th because we are talking about budget and budget priorities. And, you know, historically, we've had a variety of different of number of members of the public providing us some of that input. But it's crucial as we set our priorities moving, you know, into at least the next 2 years. And if fire recovery is still something that is very important that we should prioritize, please come share that with us. So I'd say show up to City Council Tuesday, January 29th at 5 o'clock for a public hearing on our budget priorities.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see if this report and what happens as a result of it could possibly have any effect on the City of Santa Rosa's general plan moving forward. Well, we're in the initial stages, and Mayor Schwedhelm, I'm happy that you were here with us to talk about your initial reaction. Thank you for doing it.
Well, and thank you for the invitation. And we will be, you know, as we analyze it, we will be sharing more information about what our next steps are once we understand and have been able to completely evaluate the report.
Very good. Look forward to that conversation, Tom.
Okay. Thank you, Pat.
That is Mayor Tom Schwedhelm of the City of Santa Rosa. And everybody wants to see that report and the entirety of it and have the city's attorneys or county's attorneys or personal liability attorneys go over it, too.